Let's get started digging into the sensitive period with a discussion of nutrition and weaning, always a complicated topic. Even though our pups are growing quickly, their mom still has some important roles. First and foremost, she provides critical nutrition to her pups, ideally until they're about 7 weeks old. During this time, the composition of her milk, including its pH, the amount of protein, calcium, and fat in it, continues to change in response to the pup's needs. Nursing and playing with mom offers the pups many developmental opportunities, such as bite inhibition and self-control. In addition, pups aren't born knowing how to act like dogs, so they have to be taught if they're going to act properly. Mom is their first role model and teacher. And finally, mom's comings and goings, as well as her presence, helps pups learn to tolerate separations and to gain confidence in challenging situations. We can use all of those to help our pups become as healthy and stable as possible. So, what are the benefits of early sensitive period nursing? First, it's physically difficult, as you can see, requiring pups to develop strength, balance, and coordination. It's also mentally challenging. Pups are going to fail a lot. They have to be resilient. They have to be persistent. And it teaches social skills. Although nursing is a dog-eat-dog world, and pups have to be at least as smart or as strong as their littermates to get what they need, they also have to be socially appropriate. And finally, as puppies develop teeth between 3 and 4 weeks of age, nursing also contributes to their bite inhibition. Most dams will first leave, then later correct puppies that use their teeth while nursing. Puppies learn very quickly that if they bite their mom, she's either gone or she corrects them. And they're very motivated to learn what they have to do in order to be allowed to nurse. No matter how we try, dams make quicker and more effective corrections than either their littermates or us humans. By the 5th week, weaning is important, but so is nursing. However, nursing is nutritionally very demanding on bitches, with the 3 to 5 week period requiring the most from her body. Maintenance dog foods don't have adequate nutrition for lactating bitches, so continue to give her an AFCO all life stages or growth and reproduction diet with high fat and protein and some carbohydrates. Well-designed raw diets can work as well. How much to give depends upon how many pups are in a litter. In our experience, most breeding books underestimate how much food a large breed bitch with a large litter needs. We usually find ourselves feeding 300 to 400% in week 3, 400 to 800% of maintenance in weeks 4 and 5, and then down to about 150% by week 6 once weaning is well underway. Supplementation of her diet from weeks 3 through 7 with those key fragile micronutrients is also important. These include folic acid or folate, long-chain fatty acids like docosahexaenoic acid, an array of amino acids, antioxidants, vitamins, and minerals, and beneficial bacteria and prebiotics. These supplements have been shown to improve puppies' long-term health and mental stability in a variety of ways, including reduction of allergies, improved trainability, and stronger immune function. Now, many breeders tell us that their bitches go on strike when the pups are about 4 weeks old and simply won't go into the puppy pen. Hey, those little teeth are like razors, so I get it. The way we maintain good dam puppy relationships is to have the most interactions occur outside the pen, elsewhere in the house, or even outside. Most bitches are happy to interact with their pups if they have space to move around, teach, and play. As important as nursing is, by 5 weeks of age, so is weaning. I think some breeders are confused about this. Weaning is a process, not an event. It's the introduction of solid food, not the removal of the dam. Abrupt removal of the dam is very stressful for both puppies and moms, and something we want to avoid during this period. Naturally, if we have a bitch with mastitis or one that's harshly correcting our puppies, then we have no choice. But if we can leave the pups with their dam until 8 to 12 weeks of age, the puppies will learn much about using their mouths carefully, asking politely, and controlling their impulses. If we wean pups at the proper time, say between 4 weeks and maybe 8 or even 12, then the next most important decision for their lifetime health is what we wean them onto. These guidelines are based on the human research that shows fewer allergies and diseases like asthma in children that nurse a long time and then are introduced to an array of non-dairy protein sources. I'm going to be blunt here. Puppies are not prepared to eat human baby cereal. They've been, quote-unquote, eating their dam's food since conception, which hopefully is an animal-based dog food of some sort. That's by far the best thing to start them onto. And although human beings have been eating and drinking dairy products for thousands of years, there are still 30% of people that are lactose intolerant. This percentage among dogs is much higher. Puppies need canine milk, not that of another species, such as cows or goats, although of the two, goat's milk is the best. Unless you have decades of success with your own yogurt-weaning foods or goat's milk kefir, consider skipping dairy if your adult dogs have any GI or skin issues. And finally, be sure to introduce new protein sources one at a time. That might mean adding an egg or a can of mackerel to your puppy's kibble, or buying some raw food to mix in. It's pretty easy these days to add various protein sources such as beef, lamb, tripe, fish, and anything else that you can think of. How do we know when to wean the puppies? First of all, they have teeth. Now that may seem obvious, but some breeders are very impatient to get started and start before the pup's teeth are in. Next, they should no longer have a sucking reflex, which indicates a physiological transition from being a sucking neonate to one that eats. And finally, some bitches will help you figure this out by regurgitating for their pups. Remember, regurgitation is not vomiting, and as messy as it can be, it's perfectly safe for the pups and dam to eat the food she produces. Most pups think it's perfect, warm, partially digested, and yummy. You can help prepare your pups to eat solid food by giving them marrow or rib bones between 3.5 and 4 weeks of age. This increases their jaw strength, so they're prepared to chew rather than suck when you give them solid food. Start weaning your pups onto solid food between 4 and 5 weeks of age, depending upon the pup's weight gain, size of the litter, and condition of the dam. And finally, most neonatal experts recommend complete weaning sometime between 7 and 12 weeks. In our case, we allow our pups to nurse until the day they go home at about 8.5 weeks. Cold turkey doesn't seem to faze them at all. When we keep a pup, we allow our mother to wean her on her own time schedule, although I'd probably step in if my pup wasn't fully weaned by 12 weeks of age. So what food do we wean puppies onto? Well, to reduce the risk of weaning diarrhea, start with a softened version of their dam's food, as long as it's an AFCO all life stages or growth and reproduction food. Make sure that it has 22.5% protein or more, ideally animal-based, or it's a meat, bone, raw diet. Initially, it needs some carbohydrates, although that can end as soon as weaning's complete, and at least 8.5% or more of fat. Then include wild fish oil for those key omega-3 fatty acids, such as docosahexaenoic acid, to help with brain and immune system development, a canine probiotic for gut and immune health, and finally, antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, and amino acids. I'm often asked about our personal weaning protocol, so here it is. It's by no means the perfect solution for everyone, but it's worked well for us. Our bitches eat a commercial raw product, so we wean our puppies directly onto one of those protein sources, usually chicken. We do add grains that first day, since weaning is the second time in puppies' lives or dogs' lives that they need carbohydrates. If all goes well on day one, meaning the pup's stools are firm, we add our vitamin, mineral, amino acid supplement, AVN's ProBalance Canine Wellness, on day two. Day three's meals consist of all of the above, plus Geniflora, the probiotic we use. And on day four, we switch to a new protein source, say beef, and then add in grizzly salmon or pollock oil. We continue to rotate protein sources every day or two while the pups are with us. We have found that the pups are less likely to be picky if we make a batch of food in the morning with all the supplements for the day mixed in, and we feed that in each of their meals. That reduces the likelihood that pups will eat only those meals without supplements in them. And finally, we send our pups off to their new homes, recommending that the owners add a cranberry supplement and stop adding grains as soon as they get home. Cranberry can help pups, especially bitches, avoid urinary tract infections during puppyhood, which are pretty common. Just make sure that it's a canine version of cranberry so it doesn't have too much cranberry extract in it. Successful weaning is more than just getting puppies to eat solid food. It also includes appropriate mealtime behaviors. We can reduce food aggression by feeding puppies not in saucer dishes but in separate bowls, and if necessary, having more bowls than puppies, per the great UK dog trainer John Rogerson. We want dogs to eat when and where they're given food, so that if we're on vacation or they're overnight at the vet's, they'll still eat. So feeding pups in a variety of places from a variety of containers is helpful, per Pat Hastings' rule of sevens. We begin to teach puppies to come when called by calling them to their food dishes. We personally do this using both voice and whistle. And then we send every owner home with a whistle. And finally, we can use meals to teach problem solving, by asking pups to surmount barriers to get their meals. However, be sure you're not teaching puppies to do something you wouldn't want to see an adult dog do to get food. So put food in an adventure box, but don't put it in a cardboard box and have the puppies rip the box open to get food. Here are some other examples of using meals to teach puppies to come. Do something as simple as putting their meals outside the gate and calling them to it. You can see the vast majority of puppies solved this problem quickly, but this poor guy really struggled with it. He just couldn't make the last foot until one of his sisters came back and gave him a hand. Poor guy. Yes, he is screaming. There he goes. You can make it more challenging by calling them into a separate room. And even teaching them to go to their individual bowls. And you're just going to do that by continuing placing them at an individual bowl. And I think these Golden Retriever breeders take the cake for teaching their puppies to overcome obstacles to get to their meals, sliding down slides, overcoming obstacles. One of them you'll see even ends up down in this part of the castle. I'm not quite sure how he ended up. You can see him. He just went by. Great experience for the puppies in teaching them to overcome their concerns and rewarding them with food in the end.